Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 24 in your syllabus, that is Reading with Understanding. This chapter is about commemorating International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking. On this day, people who choose to be healthy and have stopped using drugs are appreciated and applauded. The Secretary General of United Nations marks 26 June 2005 as the day for giving positive message to everybody who used or might be tempted to use drugs. He conveys the importance of valuing oneself and making healthy choices. He also highlights that currently nearly 200 million people are still consuming illegal drugs. And these drugs have names which may appear very alluring. He says that overconsumption of drugs can lead to death, and the choice to seek treatment is not only courageous but life-saving. Having a healthy lifestyle impacts both mind and body positively. Participation in sports improves health and teaches the value of teamwork and discipline. Sports also helps to build self-confidence. Learners, drug addiction is a treatable disorder, and through proper treatment, patients can eventually live normal and have productive lives. Some therapies consist of the following cures. For example, behavior therapies including counseling, psychotherapy, and support groups. These treatments help in repressing the withdrawal syndrome and drug cravings, eventually blocking the effect of drugs. Therapy combined with methadone at an adequate dosage level can reduce death rates and many health problems associated with heroin abuse. Patients who are treated longer have better results medically. Proper and rigorous treatments reduces drugs and crimes committed by drug-dependent people. Properly treated drug users are more likely to have jobs and are successful in achieving lasting sobriety. There are many types of drug abuse treatment programs, including short-term methods that last less than 6 months. These include residential therapy, medication therapy, and drug-free-out patient therapy. Longer-term treatments include methadone maintenance, outpatient treatment for opiate addicts, and residential therapeutic communication treatments. Drug addiction can be treated. The treatment given to the addicts is according to their individual needs. And after proper treatment, learners, the patient can lead a normal and successful life. The main aim of the drug abuse treatment is to reduce drug use and improve patient's ability to function. Learners, this chapter tells us about drugs and how drug usage can be harmful for one's life. But there's nothing to be worried about. Why? Because the issue of drug addiction can be properly treated. In the chapter, Secretary General of United Nations conveys the message of valuing oneself and making healthy choices. This is it for today, learners. Please go through the chapter on your own. Go through the worksheets available on the NIOS website. Thank you for listening, learners.